views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster. The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back with you today. I apologize for the disappearance last week at the last minute, but I also want to say thank you for understanding. We had a bit of a last-minute emergency here, and family, you got to take care of family. So thank you guys for being patient. So what we did was, what we were going to do last week, we're doing today, and it's divine timing. That's the way the world works. It has been interesting, no kidding, and I even have another one today. I mean, I always seem to have some kind of interesting, unique thing going on here. But we have a weird knocking today that you will hear. You might hear it. I'm hoping I'm far enough away from it. But woke up to it. It's a weird one. It's there. Can't do anything about it. So if you hear a knocking every now and then, it's my refrigerator. It is. It's a brand new one, too. So I don't know what's going on with it. So we'll get that figured out later, but we were going to keep on going today. It's pretty faint, but I wanted to let you know what you might be hearing in the background. We're talking about energy balancing. And yeah, I really lived it in the last week. I won't kid you on that. But with all the things that we are, well, let me put it this way. There's so much going on that I know most of you, maybe a lot of you, maybe none of you that are listening, I don't know where you are on this. I know you might be feeling overwhelmed with things that are changing, that are just being, it feels like it's being forced on you, or it feels like it's just in your lap and there's nothing you can do about it. I want you to know that you still have choices. And a lot of what we are dealing with now as far as metaphysics or energy is how you're going to choose to respond to it. We are really in a place to practice that, aren't we? Oh my gosh, yes. So energy balancing is very critical as you are going through big changes. And the awakening that's happening around the world with a lot of people, it's a good thing to come back and do a balance check. And I call it the balance check because that's what it is. It's an energetic balance check. Like, where am I on this? So we're going to talk about that today. If you have questions about it or you want some insight, some guidance from our angels, I work with them every day. Can't imagine going through this without them. They keep me going. They just keep that positive perspective happening when you start to wonder or doubt. And that's what I love about working with angels on a daily basis. That's what I love about connecting inward with the higher self, because that's where your bright side's going to be. Like, okay, all right, looks like everything's falling down around me. Where is the bright side? And we can find ourselves getting angry. We can find ourselves becoming very emotional about things. We feel like we can't control what's happening. No, you can't. That's a given, and that's pretty much been the way that way the whole time. But now we're really in a place where it's yanking us and challenging us to choose how we want to respond. And I want to say how we respond versus choosing a side. Because when we look at the bigger picture, the bottom line is we want to talk a little bit about how we could approach this from a fifth dimension perspective, which exists, which is here, which you can choose, or third, which is the way it's always been. And one of the biggest things that I want to point out between the two, and this isn't trying to tell you how to think, this is just the perspectives and the energy of how I know it to be, what I study, and I am constantly working to find out more about this, because we're all moving forward together in something brand new. But third is a very duality type of place. It's right or wrong, or this side or that side. Think about that. Just think about how it's a duality. It's, I have to be on this side or that side, but I can't be joint. Fifth dimension doesn't think that way. If you want to put it in perspective, fifth dimension is we're past all that. We've grown past that. We've awakened to a place of consciousness where we can all be one and have a joint effort. How is that challenging you in today's world? That's what I want you to ask yourself. How is that challenging you? Because we can feel like we're, you know, hey, we're on the good team. There isn't a good or bad team when you look at it from the fifth. Yeah, this is stuff that is going to take a little bit of getting used to for many of us. I mean, I even find myself going, oh, wait a minute. Let me look at it from this perspective. Kind of changes the whole dynamic of everything. It changes how I choose to respond to something. It just changes everything. It changes the whole dynamic. So I want to share with you how you can go through and kind of see where your energy is on different perspectives today. I feel like it was very important last week, and then I was pretty much practicing all of that last week with the unexpected surprise we had. And now, and I'm looking and I have an 11-11 out of that, I see that so much. And I see a lot of numbers that come through, and I was having some questions come in last week about, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. You're seeing a lot of number sequences. And if you are, you want to pay attention to that, because everything that our angels help us with, you know, they're sending those messages, but they're not, it's not really a separateness either from that. Everything you need to know comes from within inside you when you're tapping into that higher true self, okay? So they help us see those answers that are already there. They help us that way. Why would we doubt that? Why would we doubt something that comes from our own self unless we don't trust ourselves? So there's a little bit that I want to go over today, and I really missed being here because we had a couple of things. I haven't been here in 2 weeks live. We had a blizzard in Virginia Beach that is very weird. And then we have, you know, the last minute, that was a family emergency last week. Everything's all good now. We just have a refrigerator that is knocking from the inside. I actually went in there this morning and answered, and I opened the door, and this is me with my humor. It's kind of weird, but I opened the door and I answered the door. I answered the refrigerator and it stopped. So we have something mechanical going on in there, but I choose to, instead of seeing that as a problem, I see it as a challenge. I like the word challenge versus problem a lot. Challenge means you can overcome this if you choose to. A problem doesn't sound as, you know, inspiring to try to overcome. So So I like the word challenge, and I like to replace the word problem with challenge. So we have a refrigerator challenge that we're going to work on later today. But while we're in the show, this is about energy balance and check. We're going to look at how we can work on those emotions, our chakras, how we can work on what we might have going on physically that is more of an antenna to try to communicate with you. Whatever it is you may be having, if you want to call in, if you have a question about any of this, if you feel like you're in over your head or want a little bit of help with that, please do call in 1-800-930-2819. We want to look at this and see that this mountain does not have to be as big as it feels. And I want you to see that you still do have choices. You might not feel like you do, but you do. You have a lot of choices. Everybody does. Everybody has choices, and I want you to know that you have them. Energy is the root to everything we manifest. The energy behind everything is how we create everything we have around us. And when you practice it, the more it awakens to you. You practice changing it up, you're going to change up the world and the way you experience it. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about energy balance check. We're also going to look a little bit at what the angels have for us to help us with that, and that's where I get a lot of the information. And I'm just going to keep sharing with you, and I'm just glad to be here with you today. So we're going to take that short break. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. You might be watching us on our live video stream. You can check that out at jenroyster.com and on transformationtalkradio.com. You know, think about what you want to do with this show today. So we got to take that break. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. And we are back. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. If you're brand new, welcome to the show. This is a metaphysical show. We talk about everything metaphysical, energy healing, angels, connecting with them, spirit guides, and your higher self. I mean, why not, right? Well, working on the energy balancing today, and it's very, very important with, you know, the onslaught of things that we have been dealing with here recently. Everybody across the world has a lot going on, okay? It's individual, it's different, it's group-oriented, but how are we handling it? How are you handling it? When we look at energy balancing, it's going to help you a lot now. And we used to do Reiki, and I'm not saying used to, you still do, but Reiki used to be the go-to, or, you know, energy healing, and that is good. You can keep doing that. You can do it for yourself as well. However, it's shifting a little bit for this year, where now we need to practice living in that higher frequency. Like I was talking about earlier, we have third dimension. Fifth dimension is a way of calling it. I call it the fifth dimension lifestyle. It's practicing that lifestyle. It's practicing, you know, with everything. I mean, it goes all the way down to what you're choosing to have for dinner. You know, what would you choose if you were in this, or are you going to keep going in the same way you always did? That's a big deal. And I want to address that because third dimension is the way you know it. Okay. That's been around for a while. Okay. And I want to go into that a little bit more. And angels have really been showing me that. Okay. They've been showing me, how do you want to respond to this? You want to be upset because you're going through something? Or do you want to find that lesson and grow through it? How do you want to be in that? That's a big deal, okay? I was talking earlier about the differences. One of the main differences that will help bring you back around is third dimension is separateness. Separateness is being on one side or the other. What, no matter what the dynamic or, you know, topic is, it's separateness. It really is. All the way down to we have men and women, male, female. I mean, we have separateness down in this physical plane. But when we really get to that higher frequency and that self, that higher self, that fifth dimension, there's a oneness. There's a oneness. There's unity. It's not a separateness. That right there is a big one right there. That is probably the biggest thing I'm seeing everywhere, is everybody is working on practicing that. You're seeing all the separateness kind of being reflected out there. It's all over the place. There's separateness. There's passion. There's emotions. You name it, it's out there. And I want you to think about that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to think or what side to be on. That's not where I'm coming from with this. I want to help you practice living a fifth dimension lifestyle, because the more you focus on that, the more you'll bring it into your life. That's where the peace is. That's where the happiness is. That's where the unity. There is no battles or differences or separateness. There's no separateness. So that's what I want to bring your mindset to. I want you to think about, where in your life do you feel like you're in a separateness, or one side or the other, or against the odds, or for the, you know, how do you feel about that in a lot of things? Not just the obvious ones that we can't seem to get away from, but all of them in your individual life. You know, maybe your workplace, your family dynamics, you know, where do you sit with that? How do you feel about that? It's going to tell you what frequency you're resonating with. I know. Yep. And you will probably go back and forth with it. You may have some areas of life where you are, oh, I'm doing pretty good with that. You know, I feel that. You feel that love. You feel that difference and that growth. And then in other areas, wham, talk about fall on your behind in the third. Yep. Yeah. You're going to have a mixed bag. And the more you practice, the less that gets that way. And this is what's emerging right now, guys. This is where it goes. There is a lot of great opportunity this year. You may or may not believe that. I know it is because I'm choosing it from a different perspective. I'm choosing that. I'm not saying there won't be those challenges, aka, you know, those problems I say we call challenges. There's going to be challenges because that's how you'll find that the universe is giving you opportunity to practice which way you're going to respond to that. Yes, it's not trying to pound you down. It's the great teacher that is teaching you how to strengthen and surpass and raise up into something else. Something better than you ever thought you could be. Way better. That's big, guys. That's huge. When you can look at life and say something happens, you know, say something and then you go to, you know, are you emotionally driven? You will be this year, even if you aren't. So those that are, yeah, you know what? You might want to strap your seatbelt in for that one because you're going to feel it. You are. I know that I am because I am very emotionally driven. I'm a very sensitive person that way. That's a lot of how I tap in and connect. You will be doing that even if you never did that before. And your heart's going to be open. And guess what? The bigger your heart, the more you feel. The more it hurts, the more you feel the joy, you feel it bigger. All of them. You feel it. So some people, what is your first reaction when I say that? Oh, I'm going to close down and protect my heart. Then I don't want to hurt. I don't want to feel that. That is a fear-based reaction. To be afraid to live this life completely. That's third dimension, right? So when we go into this, you know, and you go, okay, this whole year is really opening up, and we want to talk about the energy balancing with that, especially the heart chakra. I mean, whoa, that heart chakra is going to be feeling it this year. You're going to be learning how to make decisions heart-based, emotionally driven, but grounded, and from a fifth perspective, talk about just graduating and moving on to the next grade level, right? Yeah, that's what it feels like because, okay, I'm emotional about this, I'm passionate about this, but I can't do it from a third dimension perspective. I have to learn and practice from a fifth dimension perspective. This is the energy that will see you through in very, very powerful ways. It will change your life for the better. You don't need all the illness. You don't need all of the, you don't need it. But it helps us learn till we get to the place where we don't need it. Let me put it that way. Of course I hurt and I feel things. Absolutely. I did last week. And I stopped and I thought, I'm crying. I'm feeling this, but I practiced the fifth. I went back and forth, third, fifth, third, fifth. Yes, I'm living, I'm sharing what I'm living here, guys. I went, no, let me practice this. And every time I did that and I anchored back, I'd have to make myself go over there. But every time I did, that was when I felt the surge of peace and calm and serenity come around me. That was when I really felt more of a connection of the angels supporting me. That's when I knew everything was okay. It was the way it was supposed to be. But when I went back to the old, you know, getting caught up in the emotions of feeling a sadness of something not being there, I'm not going into the details just because that's a whole different topic. I didn't want to get off topic. That's why I'm in it. But when I went back to that, because I want you to think about and relate to what you might be doing that with, okay? Don't go down one area. It pulled me right back down and I felt that pain. The only time, and this was a discovery that I made in what was going on, every time I went back into the third dimension perspective with the emotions, that was when I felt the pain. Bottom line. That was when I felt the pain. That was when I felt the hurt. But as soon as I went and moved back over, I saw what it was teaching me. I saw how it can strengthen me. I saw how and why from a bigger picture, a bigger perspective on, oh, okay, I get it now. It was all good. And it wasn't pulling me down like that. That is an example of what I'm trying to say. You would be doing this in all different parts of life, right? And I'm talking about some deep stuff here because guess what, guys? We're stepping in it. We're up to our knees in it. And it's not going away. You got to learn how to get through it. You've just got to. I say that from my heart to you because I'm living it myself. I'm practicing this. And I feel more, instead of here to teach you, I'm here reporting to you. I'm reporting what I'm experiencing and what I'm discovering is more of how it feels. Because there isn't anything to teach you, really. There is, it's different now. It's not like you're going to find those answers outside of yourself. They're going to be from within yourself. And I want you to be able to do that. I want that for you. That is my prayer for you, that you know you can do that. I'm here as a platform to share that with you, to help you maybe look at something you never thought of, or maybe spark that in you where you can go and investigate that yourself and see what will work for you. It's a big deal. I know you can do this. Absolutely. I know you can. So we need to take another short break. I feel like I've just lost a gap of time. Don't you love that time and space merging together? And then where did it go? So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on about how we're balancing this energy and one of what we can do with it now, today, in 2017. How can we do this and move forward for the better? I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, or you might be watching over on our live video stream, you can check out all the details on that at jenroyster.com. I want to say hello to everyone in the chat. And it looks like we have Candace over there, and she's been with me for a lot of years. I want to just say thank you for all those listeners that have been with me since 2010, since we started the show. I just want to say thank you, because I always appreciate that. And, you know, sometimes it's like, wow, you just don't realize what you're contributing. And it helps. And then I hear from you, and I want to say thank you to you. So it's good to see you guys there. We finally did get that worked out to where it's on the website as well, the live chat. It should be showing up. If it's not, please let me know. This would be the first show to find that out. And you know what? We're talking about the energy balancing, guys. So now let's move in. I was talking about the duality from third and fifth, but now let's look at, okay, you're thinking, Jen, that sounds great, but I'm exhausted. I can't seem to get past a cold, or I'm catching every virus that goes by. I'm worn out. My joints are hurting. You name it. It's flaring, right? You got things flaring? That's trying to get your attention as well. Okay? Because when, and this is how it is energetically, because it's happened to me too. If all of a sudden I got flares or something going on, why? I thought I got that worked out. It's because we're now going to practice that fifth dimension perspective, that fifth dimension focus. So everybody's like, what is this fifth dimension? It's really more of an awakening spiritually to expand unconditional love. And love is the key to this whole thing, guys, because the energy of love, you can't beat that down. You can't break it up. You can't tear it apart. It's invincible as far as I'm concerned. It's invincible. That's what will get you through. And some of us are learning what that is, aren't we? We're learning, what is that love thing? You know, it's not just about a romantic relationship, guys. It's about love in all ways. You know, and can you love something that's different from you? That would be fifth dimension. Can you accept something different from you? That would be fifth dimension. You see what I'm saying? We've been going back and forth with this, practicing this in different areas of life. But now it's just, we can't avoid it. We have to do this. We've got to make it happen. It doesn't mean that you are denying self-care and self-love, but when your body is acting up and you're getting worn down in the immune system, or you're just worn down, and you might go through that a little bit, okay, you might go back and forth with that a little bit, with the emotions waking up, with the heart chakra opening, because now you're processing stuff that could never released before. If the heart is closed, there's probably trapped things in there that are now, oh, I found a way out, and it's going to find a way out. If you looked at, oh, I've got a cold again, okay, are you supporting your immune system? Where are you wearing yourself down? Where is there a lack of self-care somewhere? Are you pushing too hard somewhere? Balancing your energy might mean you need to redesign, let's say restructure your daily schedule. I mean, is it balanced? That's an obvious one right there. Are you like, oh, I don't have time, I'll just grab this on the way? That kind of mentality is not going to support you going into a higher frequency with spiritual awakening. It doesn't work that way there. See what I mean? We were getting away with that in the third. Okay, we were pushing and driving and pushing and driving and all that kind of stuff, but it won't work in a higher consciousness, because that higher consciousness requires love in all areas, including the self. It does. It's like we've heard about this stuff, you know, we've heard about it, but now it's here. Now it's here and we got to live it. And yeah, we're going to stumble. We're going to goof it up a little bit. When you get a cold or you have something, don't beat yourself up with that. Don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as a challenge to practice. Okay, I've got to work on my self-care. I got to work on my self-love. I've got to practice that higher consciousness perspective. And it's kind of like where it's like law, that word law of attraction is, you know, that's kind of what this is in a way, but at the same time, I don't want to say this, this is deep stuff here on a radio show. I know. You're taking life and you're putting that focus with the energy of thought. It works with that belief. The beliefs are going to get tripped up. And that's what a lot of things are. That's what is happening a lot right now is what you believe is being challenged. You might be thinking, you know, this whole time I thought this and that, and that's just not the case anymore. And start questioning things. That's okay. Question, investigate, explore. Don't be afraid that something you always believed your whole life isn't the way it is. Don't be afraid of that. That is sparking some emotions for people because they're so upset. Like, but it was always this way. That's resisting change. That's resisting awakening and awareness. Yeah, I know. Wake up call on that, right? But that's what that is. And so when you look to see what your health is trying to tell you, a cold is a detoxification of toxic energy, toxic thoughts, emotions. It's making you stop, back up, and tend to the self. Every time your body is screaming at you like that, it's asking for self-love. It's asking for you to give yourself the unconditional love it deserves. Because why would you deny that? I mean, look at all the people that got all this stuff going on. If you thought of it that way, it would really change the way you wake up every day and approach life a lot. And yeah, you're going to go, oh, wait. And it's not like, oh, I messed up, I didn't do it right. Have that intention to practice a different approach. Have that intention. In fact, you don't have illness. And there's another one I love. You'll actually feel like you're getting younger. You'll feel, I like that part a lot. You know, because when you feel like you have that youth and that vitality to go do things, you know, you don't feel worn out. The happiness, the joy, the peace, there's no fear. There's, you know, no fighting. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in that? So practicing this is a reprieve. Like, yeah, I'm going to go take a time out from this craziness and I'm going to go live in the fifth for a little bit. I'm going to go practice that. And let me tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love when that happens. And while I was processing some stuff this week, I pulled out the art. I don't have that to share with you. It was more of a personal thing. So, you know, I always share them if they're for you too. But I pulled out and I used watercolor because I'm practicing with watercolors. That's not my strength in art. Mine is acrylic, oil, pastel. But watercolor just likes to yank my chain, I guess, if it's a way to say it. And I was like, no, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to work with this. So when you're working with art or creative or an outlet, I love working with something I'm not familiar with because I don't assume that way. It puts me into learning and listening mode more. So I had watercolor on it and I thought, well, I'm just going to practice a bleeding the colors, you know, try to practice how I want them to run, you know, and mix them. And I love that. I think it's beautiful when they're blending on color on paper like that. So that's what I was doing. I was just taking a couple colors and slapping them on there and holding them up and wetting it and spraying it and seeing what it would do. And I had the most amazing thing pop through. There was, when I held it up and it took my breath away, no kidding, there was the form of a person walking and transitioning right in the middle of the page, like I had planted it there, from these colors to the lighter colors. I know, I was so excited. I went, no, it did. Oh my gosh. And it did it in something that I don't even have to know how to use those things. I'm practicing with them. They're new to me. And, you know, I liked it. So I'm sharing the wow factor in that because I wasn't trying to control it. It emerged and showed me transition is happening. So that was the energy I was in. And it came right out on that paper. So we got to take another break. Gosh, this goes fast. And then we have one more segment. So guys, we're going to take that short break. And when we come back, we will wrap this up on balancing your energy field. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve, now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back for the last segment. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about energy balancing and checking. It's like a energy balance check. You know, like, where am I with my energy? Where does it need balancing? So we've talked about the emotions in the heart. Most of it this year will probably come from that area. It will challenge and yank you in the fifth chakra, which is your throat, and communications, like how you're expressing yourself. Is there a way you could express yourself from the fifth versus the third? Okay. And it will also challenge your third chakra, which is about your self-confidence and trusting yourself. It's a dynamic time. This all is sending you in a direction for growth and positive and better for you, but you might find that it's bumpy at times because there's resistance that you may not be aware of, and it can come from different aspects. So if your body is physically going through a lot of challenges, start listening to your body. I mean, a way to do that is just go, okay, shoulders, what are you trying to share with me? Ask before you go to sleep. That's one of the easiest ways to get some information if you feel like you're disconnected or it just doesn't work that way for you, because it can come to you in your dream state, which is one of the easiest ways to connect with you when you don't feel like you do in your wake up. You know, it'll come to you that way, and then pay attention to those dreams. If you find that you're arguing with everything that's offered to you to make things better, why are you doing that? Why are you resisting everything? Like someone can suggest, why don't you try this? No, I've tried that. It never works. You know, if you have that perspective, then it will stay that way for you. A fifth dimension is everything's resolved. Everything's exactly the way it's supposed to be. Everything's at peace. My body is balanced. My mind is balanced. My emotions are balanced. And I have happiness, and I'm living my true authentic self. Yay. You know, that's a fifth. So what have we been talking about? We're talking about, why are we feeling like it's just shoving us down? You probably feel that way because you're getting used to it. Not to feel beat up, but you will a little, but you don't have to. So it's a resistance that you're practicing. Where is that resistance? Your body will tell you, your emotions will tell you, your beliefs will challenge you because they might need some changing. Not all of them, but maybe some of them. I mean, is there some beliefs that aren't working anymore for you? Now, when I tuned and tapped in with the angels, I asked, it's like, what could I share with them today that would truly help them? And I'm going to leave you with that. And Michael, of course, he comes through. Because he is the one that gives us that strength and, you know, helps us release toxic energy, protects you, you know, the whole thing. And I said, what is it that could help everyone listening today with some of the things they might be going through? And he said, everybody needs to take at least 2 to 5 minutes every day and just sit, close your eyes, and have a gratitude and a receiving mode. Like, it's a 5-minute meditation. He said 2 minutes, 5 minutes. You know, not in the car while you're on the way to work. You got to have your eyes open. That's sort of a type of meditation, but he is asking everyone, just take that 5-minute quiet time. Give it to yourself, honor yourself, because it will help you to connect with the information and where the right avenue for you is. Like, where's the answers? He said just 2 to 5 minutes. If they went and they started practicing that, meditation seems to be popping in as a really big urgency from the angels and the other side, guides, things like that. And I've been noticing it too. It's like, I can't wait to do more of it all the time. And you'll get to the point where you feel like you're just not wanting to do any work. It feels like that sometimes, but that's because you're always overdriving yourself. It's like, are you, you know, push, 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 push. We need to take that 2 to 5 minutes and tap in and be quiet and listen to what comes from within ourselves. Not avoid it anymore. That was the most important thing he said everyone could do. And they have to choose to do it. There's no teacher, not me, not anybody else, that could help you understand that. It's not like I can give you an answer that is going to be the perfect one for you. We guide, and I share what they tell me to share with you. I still do the, you know, readings. We're going to do next week, we're going to do the angel guidance for February of 2017. It's already here. Can you believe that? Wow, it's already here, February. But guys, know that, just know that this is not as hard as it feels. It's not as hard. It's just that we just don't know how to step out of chaos sometimes. That 2 to 5 minutes is going to be one of the healthiest, most positive things you can do for yourself. 2 to 5 minutes, just closing your eyes You don't have to have sound. You don't have to any. You don't even have to have a guided anybody telling you what to do. Just close your eyes and be there. That is so simple. We make it hard. It's so simple. We make it hard. But when we've been living and feeling like we've been battling and, you know, climbing uphill and fighting against the current, it's more of a turning around and just flowing with the current. Why are we trying to go through a locked door? Why are we trying to climb uphill? Why are we trying to do it so hard? And that 2 to 5 minutes is going to just bring some of that energy and that connection that you're desperately seeking. Those answers are there. And if you work with that 2 to 5 minutes, it will help you get closer to that. After that, you can increase that time. You may want to. You'll go, wow, I want to do a little bit more of this. You'll start to feel like that. You'll start to go, I want more. I want more. I want more. And you'll do that. And know that that's the best and easiest way to connect. Energy balancing checks. Look at your diet. What could you clean up? What could you change? What could you get rid of? What could you do to balance your life with stress? What could you do to balance work from family time or play? Do you even have any of the other components in there? Look at that. Those are simple things that we know about already, but are we doing them? And practice. What would it be like if I looked at this situation from a unified, unconditional love? What would you do if you could do that? And everything that pops up where you feel like you have to choose a side or be in separateness or that duality, remember, that's the third dimension. The fifth dimension doesn't need any of that separate, argumentative. It doesn't need any of that. Everything just works. If it could be like that for you, what can you imagine the possibilities are? That is a wonderful place to go to when you need a time out. And that would be a great way if you feel like when you go to do your 2 to 5 minutes and you don't know how to just sit and be still or quiet. Think about that. Think about it like, this is how I would love it to be. Then you'll find that you want to do that more during the day or when you need to cheer yourself up or you need to take something that might be overwhelming or freaking you out or feeling difficult. Okay, how would I do this if I was already living in the fifth? How could I do that? It wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be a problem, would it? And go there. Go there. Your body will respond to the thoughts of that energy that you're thinking about in very, very positive ways. Because you might find that some of the crazy symptoms calm down. You might be quite surprised. You have to practice this. It has to come from within you. You're looking to change your perspective in a lot of ways, and we need to practice that now. That's where we are in 2017. This is the year of working with relationships with a lot of love and the heart chakra opening, and those relationships are also the relationship you have with your higher self and living your true self, allowing that part to come through. In relationships with other people, it would be that true authentic self being expressed. So they get to know who you really are. So they get to know you for who you are at your essence, that higher self essence. It's a beautiful opportunity, guys, but it's really up to you how you want to play that. So I want to say thank you for listening and watching. If you were watching with us, thank you. And just know that you have a choice. There's always choices. And it is getting better, even though it may not seem it. Look for the lesson and look for a higher spiritual awakening that will carry you through this, because it can do it. It really can. And that's what this show is all about. So we will see you here next time. We got to go. We're out of time. We will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show next week. We're going to be doing the Angel Guidance for February of 2017. We'll see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.